This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We don't need scars just to know we're human. We should let the world just tell us so. Light ourselves up and we're out of luck.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know how it goes around here. Even on a lovely Tuesday, do we do some weird things and all that kind of fun stuff. So hopefully everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Today's Tuesday, May the 7th of 2024, day 128. Of the year, and only 238 days remaining. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and hanging out with my friends over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio big.
Yes, radio and sarcasm has never sounded so good together until we're together and then sound good. Yeah, I said that out loud. Yeah, there were some things that were said there that probably weren't meant. Anyway, so how are you? How has the last 24 hours been? Can you believe this? Two consecutive days, video and audio. How does this world happen? Anyway, so that's what's going on. So we're going to talk today a little bit about things that are going on inside of the world of the news. Look at this. Already giving me the thumbs up action. That are going on inside of the world. So if you are ready for some new stuff, we're going to do that today. We'll talk about safety. We'll talk about the news. We'll talk about news and safety because I think that those things are always important to discuss. So don't worry there because that's what we do. We talk about this stuff because I think it's importante to make sure that we actually go over all of the information that is happening inside of the world. If you want to interact with the show, it's kind of a simple process. You go to call in radio.com. That's callinradio.com. And then from that particular point, you have a text messaging option, a video option, and an audio option to be able to interact with the show. It actually jumps directly into our system. I know some people turn around and go, hey, listen, I know that we can do the video portion on the social media. We can interact on the social media aspect. You can do that. We're terrible here, so we don't really normally look at it until after or post. So let's just do it simply. Yeah, simply, where you can actually just come in and do all the fun stuff that is going on. So don't worry about that particular portion right there. So what do we got today? Well, we have some information. We have some information of what is going on inside of the world because that is what part of what we do. So how have you been? Because I look at it, and we're probably going to need to talk about this. For some people, it's safety week. Yeah, safety week. What are you doing this week? Anything exciting? Anything exciting that you're rolling out? We'll talk a little bit more about that as we get into our main story, because why would we not talk on about that particular subject? You know, that kind of fun stuff. So let's do this. Let's talk about the things that are on tap for today, because I think that that's going to be important. So why don't we talk about the trends of the ends of the ends?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of what is going on, some good news for famous fraudsters and the renter's despair at home ownership prospects. We'll talk about that. Also, check out who showed up last night at the Met Gala. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, William Shatner would be open to reviving the iconic character, and another Pitch Perfect movie might be in the works. We'll talk about that as we get into casting. And also, the hardest working Royale continues to earn her reputation. Yeah, I did say all those things aloud, so there you go. Anyway, so with that being said, if you're not familiar, we talk about safety and news safety, you know, the traditional stuff. I have some people that come in and broadcast, talk about the news. So we're going to do that. We're going to have them come in. We're going to have them do the chatter-atter of what exactly is going on, because I think it's going to be important to talk about. No, seriously. It's going to be important to talk about some of the chatter of what is going on inside of the world of the news. Some people think that it's not important. I think it's super important to talk about, because if we're not talking about the news, what exactly would we be talking about? I don't know. No, seriously. What do you want to talk about? Hold on, that's somebody else's line. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that. Isn't that somebody else's line? Yeah, somebody else says that all the time. So maybe I should not be stealing her line or his line, depending on how you want to take a look. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Ollie Barrett. The Israeli military says it's carried out targeted strikes on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza after rejecting a Hamas agreement to a ceasefire deal. Israel says the terms don't meet its demands, but will send a delegation to talks in Cairo to try and reach an agreement. The US had warned Israel against an offensive in Rafah. Israeli security expert Professor David Tal says there could still be a ceasefire agreement.
It really depends on whether the phrasing would allow each side to say, okay, we can have that. This is now the stage where the fine letters can be quite significant. And this is why I think that we don't see a complete rejection on either side.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's cast his ballot in his home state as the country's two-month-long election nears the halfway mark. Modi is gunning for a rare third term. Critics accuse him of running a divisive campaign, a charge his party denies. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
As millions of Indians queued up to cast their ballot in the third phase of polling, among them was the country's Prime Minister. Narendra Modi voted in his home state of Gujarat, the same region he governed for more than a decade before becoming Prime Minister in 2014. Modi, who greeted voters lined up on either sides of the road ahead of voting, urged Indians to come out in large numbers to exercise their democratic right. The Prime Minister is facing flak for targeting minority groups in his election speeches, something he's continued to do despite a notice from India's poll body. His party has defended Modi's comments, where he's accused the opposition of wanting to prioritise the progress of Muslims over Hindus by saying he's simply speaking the truth. But the opposition is accusing him of running the most divisive election campaign India has seen in decades. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
A rescue operation has been continuing in South Africa's Western Cape after a building collapse trapped dozens of people. 75 crew were on site at the construction site in George when the building came down. Chinese provinces are urging companies to offer women flexible job roles to make it easier to balance work and childcare. Authorities are trying to encourage more women to have children after China's population fell for a second consecutive year in 2023 and births touched a record low. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
Known as mama's posts, these are jobs where the working hours are flexible and targeted at women who want to re-enter the workforce. The state media report said some mothers in China are staying out of the job market for 3 years until their children are old enough to go to daycare. China is struggling to boost its birth rate while the population shrinks and ages more quickly than almost every other country. This is despite incentives from local authorities.
from bureaus worldwide. This is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. It was a former US President, Harry Truman, who once said, "If you want a friend in Washington, get a dog." Well, the governor of South Dakota did get a dog, but her decision to shoot it dead may have just cost her the vice presidency of the United States. Governor Kristi Noem is openly vying to become Donald Trump's running mate this November. And in her new autobiography, designed to boost her chances of being picked, she explains her decision to kill a puppy called Cricket that she claims was untrainable. Amid public uproar, she's now changed the story to suggest that Cricket was a threat to human life. At least that's what she told Fox News.
"It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. And I had a choice between keeping my small children and other people safe or a dangerous animal, and I chose the safety of my children."
There is more. She also claims in her memoir to have met North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un, except she now concedes that meeting never occurred and is blaming her ghostwriter for that false claim. Influential Republicans like the former Speaker of the House of Representatives Newt Gingrich say there is now no possibility Governor Noem will become Donald Trump's running mate, and it was notable that she did not attend in person a fundraising event over the weekend at which the former president appeared to be assessing some figures on his vice presidential shortlist. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, the Israeli military says it's carried out targeted strikes on the city of Rafah. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cast his ballot in his home state as the country's election nears the halfway mark. A rescue operation has been continuing in South Africa's Western Cape after a building collapse trapped dozens, and Chinese provinces are urging companies to offer women flexible job roles to make it easier to balance work and childcare. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, "Yeah, I'll look into it later." Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime, get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most, and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Rio. USA. Canada. UK.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. So just in case we were not aware on what the hell's going on. So there you go. So let's get into the shit list right away because I think that that's going to be important as we are hanging out. Thanks for the people that are reaching out via call in radio. Always a good time getting to see some of those things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying there. Anyways, Columbia University will not hold its main commencement ceremonies in the aftermath of weeks of anti-Israel protests. In an amusing bit of irony, the main ceremony was held on site of the main encampment set up by the Students for Justice in Palestine that it was eventually cleared by police in the recent days. Quick math, if the graduation seniors in the class of 2020 went to finish an undergraduate degree from Columbia, it would have had both graduation ceremonies canceled. The first amid the pandemic and the second one this spring. Think, the irony there. Yes, the irony, not the ironing, the irony of that particular story. I mean, what do you think about this? So then you got screwed over about, you know, number one, the pandemic, and then number two, the protest. Talking about not doing graduation. Now, if you remember some of this stuff, some of the weird during the pan, yeah, we'll call it the pan. Because for some reason, algorithms want to get you canceled right away if you talk about the pandemic, because it's like a bad word all of a sudden. Like, why can't you talk about that? I mean, I never understand how, you know, the algorithm stuff actually goes about. So I guess before I forget this, let me get into this. Totally off subject. I mean, this is how my brain works. Totally off subject about half the shit that I think about. Are you watching this new Apple event that's going on today? It's at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Apparently, it's going to be, you know, the new world of what the hell's going on with new iPads. Because when data flows heavy, iPads there. So what do you think? Will you be getting a new iPad? Supposedly, the rumor on the street is it'll have the M4 chip inside of it. And it will be the first iPad with OLED. I don't know. And I've heard that the price point's going to go up, especially if it's the Pro Edition. $1,500 starting off. 1500. That's a lot of money for an iPad. I mean, it's a lot of money, period. Let's just not lie there. But $1,500. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the iPad that I have. Well, the ones that I have is probably the better way of saying that. So I don't know. What are you thinking? I look at it and I go, it's a good time having the iPad. But man, $1,500. I mean, I guess we'll have to see what happens because I'm kind of one of those weird people that I sit around and go, damn, that's a lot of money. Then a few weeks later, I end up buying the damn thing because there's something definitely wrong with it. Anyways, let's talk about this. Elizabeth Holmes of the fraudulent blood testing company Theranos Infamy has earned more than 2 years shaved off of her 135-month prison sentence. She's now set to be released on August 16th of 2032. The Federal Bureau of Prisons does not publicly disclose specifics, but does typically allow inmates to earn earlier releases for good behavior and participating in work programs. Worth noting, even if Holmes lives outside the walls of the prison in Byron, Texas, she'll still be required to live under supervision for the remainder of her court-ordered sentence, typically in a house arrest or probation situation. This is according to NBC. Now, if you're not familiar with this, this was the lady from the tech company, and they called it a tech company, that had the one-drop blood test. You know, they were rolling out like at Walgreens and stores like that, where supposedly this one drop blood test could do everything, which was a bunch of bullshit. If you look at some of the information that's out there, and all they were doing was scamming people. $9 billion was allegedly what the company was worth because of this technology was going to be so great and change the world. So a lot of people were getting a screwed up blood test back. That some people almost died because of some of the information that the machines were giving back to them. And, you know, there was a lot of rigmarole. Yeah, I'm going to use rigmarole today in regards to what was going on. I mean, what a cluster. I look at it and I go, what is going on out there that people would think that this was a good idea? Yeah, I believe there is a dramatization of it with Amanda Siegfried, and there's an HBO version of it. There was several ones. I believe at one point there was a rumor that Jennifer Lawrence was going to be in a movie about it, but she thought that Amanda Siegfried did so well with it that there was no need to release it. So I don't know. It's an interesting story if you haven't looked it up.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a melee between supporters for two competing soccer teams in Germany left dozens of police officers injured over the weekend. It left the police officers injured. Think about that. During a match between Dynamo Berlin and... Do we care? Do we care? Yeah, I guess we care. An energy cut bus. Supporters threw flaming garbage at the energy fans. Yeah, the energy fans. And burned scarves in their colors. Police deployed tear gas to subdue the scuffle. Are you serious? Like, this is how petty this shit is? This is why I hate sports. But wait, 116 of the 155 reported officers injured were from the very same tear gas they deployed. The rest suffered a combination of assaults and burns after being hit by pyrotechnics lobbed at by rioters. By the way, the cut bus won 2-0. Like, think about this. There, you need so much to feel accepted that you felt like injuring other people because of a dumb soccer team. I don't care. I mean, think about how weird that is. Like, I look at these things that sometimes you see about, like, at football games. Yes, I'm talking about the American version, the American football games, about how people get into fights because somebody wore the wrong color jersey and was on a different side of what is going on. It's like, how stupid is this? And then that whole other thing of we, us, you know, because that feeling of belonging because your team colors. And what your team is doing, you know, your team that you're never played for, you know, that stuff that people talk about. It gets really weird sometimes. And I just don't get it. But hey, everybody has to do their own thing. I just think it's very strange when it comes to that level of acceptance. But everybody does their own. I know it gets weird when I talk about it, because if it's like not mixed martial arts or anything that's, I guess, kind of violent, it's kind of weird for me in regards to watching it. Because if I want to see a fight, might as well just start off watching a fight opposed to watching some other bullshit that I don't care about and then go, oh, yeah, there was a fight that broke out.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a survey conducted by the Federal Reserve shows that an all-time low number of current renters who believe they'll be able to afford a home someday at 13.4%. Just last year, more than two-thirds of respondents said that obtaining a mortgage is somewhat or very difficult. That number is now 74.2%. And it gets worse. About 10% of respondents say that they expect to pay more for rent in their current home in the next year. Yeah, in the next year. I'll tell you, I remember that I used to rent a garage apartment many, many, many moons ago. And this same garage apartment, less than 400 square feet, has went up by almost 100% of what I paid for it back in the day. And so I want to say this was, let's see, the date was around 2006, even sooner than eight years later when I was looking at the price again. But I want to say it was roughly about 5 years later. It was 100% more than what I had paid for it originally. It's like these things are out of reach. I was talking to somebody last week, and they were talking about that in Sweden, yes, Sweden, people sign 100-year loans. Think about that. 100 years. That's a generational loan, because you know that you're not going to outlive that damn thing. Is this something you would give consideration to? Like, would you seriously consider getting a loan for that long a period of time? I know, but it's crazy. I mean, how expensive is stuff getting that these things have to be considered nowadays on everything that is going on?
Duh.
Seriously. So let's continue talking real quick. A collection of letters written by Helen Keller are for sale at Moments in Time for $75,000. Purchased for, $54 at a rummage sale. The letters range from Keller's childhood to adulthood, and they revealed details about her relationship with her mother and how she broke barriers for people with hearing and vision impairments. Keller was born blind and deaf and unable to speak in the 1880s. She didn't let those things hold her back, however. She became an advocate of people with disabilities up until her death in 1968. This is according to TMZ. So what do you think there? Would you pay $75,000 for a letter or letters, plural? I mean, I don't know. It gets weird when people start talking about collections, and I know that things are important to people, and everything is, you can sell pretty much everything because there is a market for everything. You just have to find the right people to buy it. But $75,000 for letters. Like, I have a frame back here somewhere of something that I was able to obtain. And listen, when I got it, it was less than $100. The last time that I looked it up, it was $900. $900. And I'm talking about in a period of like 3 months, it went up to $900. I was like, I would never pay $900 for that frame back there. I mean, I like what the frame is about. But $900, that seems a little excessive.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow increased about 176 points to close at 38,852 on Monday. The S&P increased by 52 points to close at 5,180. And the NASDAQ increased by 192 points to close at 16,349. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.65 on Monday. And Bitcoin ticked down on Monday, trading just around 63,500. $500, and there was more than 4,385 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, with about 128 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $306 million jackpot, or a $140.1 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Yeah, definitely have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that as we are talking. So let's talk, because I think we should, because I talked about the Met Gala at the very beginning. Celebs took part of the fashion's biggest night last night of 2024, the Met Gala. The first walk to the steps was the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where co-chairs Bad Bunny, Zendaya, Chris Hemsworth, and Jennifer Lopez. Vogue editor Anna Wintour also arrived early, posing on the stairs, a custom-made Loewe blazer adorned with red and yellow flowers, which she paired with a simple white gown. The theme of this year's event was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, with a dress code of the Garden of Time. Meanwhile, outside the Met Gala, the pro-Palestinian protesters got rambunctious running through the streets, shoving each other and removing steel barricades, blocking traffic, leading to the event. This is according to X. I don't get it. I mean, I guess I don't get it. I'm slightly confused here. I mean, and let me talk about this. These pictures for the Met Gala, they're available online. People Magazine definitely have some. I would contemplate about showing them, but I'm just kind of like, eh. I guess you could really look it up if you cared that much. There are definitely some interesting things, to say the least. Yeah, look it up. And seeing Sydney Sweeney with black hair kind of threw me off. I'm not going to lie. I was really surprised when I saw that one. So, yeah, it's there. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm still kind of going through these pictures because it's just... A lot of them are Instagram or coming from different sources like X and so on. So there you go. I mean, I'm just saying, it's just, you should probably look at Rachel Zegler if you haven't pulled her up. Take a look at probably that one. Anyways, you get the point. People dressed up, doing some things. And definitely Lana Del Rey looked like she fit the character as well. Why am I telling you all this? You should probably just look it up. I should just shut up, opposed to going, oh, yes, this person, that person, this person. Because if I was going to show it, I should just show it, right? So there you go. 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So I think, therefore, I think it's time to do that thing that we do around this time. Because, hey, why would we not do it? Let's go ahead and get into that thing that we call the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. And I was talking about this earlier. Earlier. We talked about how this week is Safety Week. Yay! A lot of excitement for some people, you know, talking about how safety is important. They design a lot of things for a week to focus on safety. Now, seriously. Some people make a huge deal about it, this damn thing, about how important it is talking about safety for a week. And if you hung around here, as we're in our 951st episode, you kind of know how I feel about some of this stuff. And if you don't remember, let's kind of give the reminder of talking about some of this stuff. And I would start off by saying this. I think from this particular point on, we should only talk about money for 1 week of the year. Meaning, with that being said, that you should do nothing else except for 1 week to care about money. No. You're hearing me correctly. Don't do anything for money besides this 1 week out of the year. This should be the only time that we talk about it. This should be the only time that we focus on it. This should be the only time that we do anything that's related to money. Shouldn't spend money, shouldn't make money outside of that week. That is the only time of the year that money should be important. Hold on. You did hear me, right? And you're probably sitting there going, what the hell's wrong with you? Why would I only make money for 1 week, spend money for 1 week, and not do anything with money for the rest of the time? Funny how that sounds crazy to some people as I reference that, but damn it, we can sit here and say that it makes sense for Safety Week. Think about it. So we're only going to focus on safety for 1 week. And yes, I understand there are some people that that is the only thing that they're able to do. But think about how difficult of a pill it is to swallow to say, okay, for 1 week inside of my organization, safety is important. For 1 week, in return, I would ask the money question. In return, I would say, can we only focus on making and spending money for a week then? It's such a weird time where we have to have theme week for this to be important, where this stuff should be important all the time. Because if we looked at it from a different standpoint, as I am trying to reference here, we would think that it's crazy to talk about it in that fashion. So I look at it and I go, what are we doing? What are we thinking? Why is this world so weird when it comes to this stuff? Why can't we just go, this is important, we need to move forward with it, and regardless of what's going on, it's important to consider, talk about, and move forward with. At the end of the day, if we only focus on making money and spending money one time for 1 week each year, you know that people wouldn't have it. So at some point, we need to give consideration and go, it is not acceptable that we are only going to talk about safety and make it a priority that 1 week. And listen, some people are going to sit here and go, well, you know, this is all we have as we're starting the journey. Bring these important use cases up right away. If you don't do it in that fashion, it will be known that this is, quote unquote, socially acceptable. And by no means should it be socially acceptable to talk about for 1 week. Seriously. And some people are not going to be happy, and that's perfectly fine. But look at it from a different point of view, except a narrow point of view. Because if you only look at it from the narrow point of view of we have what we have, it'll be acceptable. It should be something that is talked about daily, 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 daily. But then again, as I always like to say, what the hell do I know? Just a guy behind a microphone.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners.
only by using the following link. You can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training. And I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Winking in the stars of my soul.
Hey, there you go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Yes, we are definitely on the end of the quarter here. Yeah, that's what's going on. We're coming in. So there you go. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Coming across Safety FM and Radio Big. And some video streamer action, depending wherever the hell you are. This right here, Fire and Smoke. This is by Beach Love. Readily available for streaming action on YouTube Music, Apple Music, and Spotify. Just keep that in mind as we are going. Would like to thank Beach Love for allowing us to play this year on the Rated R Safety Show. Because why would we not want to thank them? Damn it. You know, I always like me playing some music. Because why would we not like playing some music around here? So, there you go. Apparently, not everybody in love with what I had to say about Safety Week. But that's okay. We have to start changing the way that things are thought of in one way, shape, or form. Just think about that. Okay, so there you go. Thank you for Beach Love for that one. There you go. Anyways, let's start talking about the most important thing that I'm going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends to write love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and to write love on her arms wants you to people know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. Once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side. Click on the section that says Find Help. And you'll see information readily available about addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support resources. Ready, available for you. So just for information purposes, to write love on her arms. So let's talk about this real quick. Just for you to know, if you don't know this already, Write Love on Her Arms has all kinds of events that come up. So if you are in some areas, let's talk about it. If you are in Daytona Beach this weekend, May the 9th through the 12th, they'll be at Rockville. May 17th through the 19th, they'll be hanging out at the Music Fest in Gulf Shores, Alabama. They'll be at, Sonic Temple on May the 16th through the 19th in Columbus, Ohio. Also on May the 25th, they'll be in Melbourne, Florida for the Move It Forward 5K. There's also a virtual event for that one as well. Detroit, Michigan, June the 8th through the 9th for the Motor City Pride. What else do we have? June the 13th through the 16th at the Moreau Music and Arts Festival in Manchester, Tennessee. At the Electric Forest on June the 18th through the 23rd. In Roberry, Michigan. And that's just the name of a few. I mean, there's quite a few once you get there. If not, we'll be here all day trying to go over all this stuff. But that's TWLOHA.com. Like-minded individuals could talk about some of this stuff, about what's going on. So to write love on her arms. Listen, people need help. It's okay to talk about this. I'll put it to you this way. We can talk about the level of mental health and what is important all the time. I think it's super important to discuss. I'll put it to you this way. I would go as far as putting a tattoo on my head about it because I think it's that important. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Let's talk about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world of entertainment and music and all that stuff. But if you fail to return a book to the library on time, you can pretty much expect to pay a fine, right? Well, these days, the concept seems to be catching on. A number of businesses fed up with flakes that not showing up for appointments are charging them anyways. A California barber has posted a notice that AWOL customers will be required to pay up to $100, double the price of a normal haircut. A science and test prep tutor at Pasadena says that the policy of charging last-minute cancellations and no-shows is 50% or 100% for normal rate. Please keep the prices lower for clients who do keep their appointments. Experts say that charging people for missing scheduled service used to be the exclusive domain of doctors' offices and occasional restaurants and hotels. But since the pandemic stretched many businesses, bottom line, fees and flaking are spreading to salons, personal trainers, and beyond. And of course, if your stylist or your personal trainer has to cancel on you, you're entitled to charge them too, right? If you ask me, $50 or $100 is a small price to pay on the days that you don't feel like working out. So there you go. Here's the fun part. And let's talk about this, because I've seen this happen where you'll have a service provider cancel on you at the last moment. Like, I remember there was a day that my wife was heading to a doctor's office. She was driving there already. And then she called me and said, "Hey, listen, they just canceled on me," in regards of what was going on. And, you know, there was no, "Hey, we're going to pay you for doing this." And here's the thing. I mean, if you're, you know, normal worker, you have to miss work for doing this. And then all of a sudden it's like, "Oh yeah, oops, I kind of messed up there." I mean, that's not a cool thing to do as we are talking. So there you go. I don't know. I look at it and I go, it's kind of a weird one overall. So how do you look at it? Do you go, it's okay, these things happen? I mean, it's weird. If they're going to charge you, why can't you in turn charge them? I'm just asking. I mean, sounds like it should be similar, you know, maybe, kind of, sort of. I don't know. I mean, I'm just talking here. I'm talking here on this lovely May the 7th. So there you go. Anyways, 52 minutes past the top of the hour. I think it is time to talk to that guy that we call John Smalls, because I think it's going to be important to do so.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Kathy. James Dyson said, "What I've learned from running is that the time to push hard is when you're hurting like crazy and you want to give up. Success is often just around the corner." So very true. Think about how many people have given up just short of success. We'll never know for sure how many, because they quit too soon and they never made it. So we'll never know just how close they were. I've worked with people who called on a business 3 or 4 times and then they never went back. But then someone else went to the same place offering the exact same thing and they had success. Maybe the other person would have too. Maybe they would have made the sale on call number 5. Be persistent, but also be professional. The Motivation Minute. Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, is there an option to pick? Is it too stupid or not? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking the question there. Something to think about. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date, because that always seems to be an important subject matter to talk about. Let's see. Let's go to 2017. MTV becomes the first major network to adopt gender-neutral categories for its TV and movie awards. Emma Watson wins the for Best Film Actor, and Millie Bobby Brown wins for Best TV Actor. This happened back in 2017, if you recall correctly, of that timeline going on. So there you go. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Julia Attalini turns 21. Jake Bon Jovi. Yes, that's son of John Bon Jovi, you know, also boyfriend or fiance to Millie Bobby Brown. He turns 22 today. Elijah Nelson turns 25. Tommy Fury turns 25 as well. Will Ospreay turns 31. Alexander Ludwig turns 32. Devin Sola, 34. Russell Dickerson, 37. Matt Helders, 38. Robbie Jarvis turns 38. Jay Balvin turns 39. Alex Smith turns 40. Kevin Owens turns 40. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you that are going on. What else is going on? Let's talk about the days of the year that you can celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. It's National Tourism Day. Poem on Your Pillow Day. I don't even know what the hell that means. National Roast Leg of a Lamb Day. Childhood Depression Awareness Day, National Teachers Day, National Cosmopolitan Day, Children Mental Health Awareness Day, World Asthma Day, and National School Nurse Day. So there you go. Definitely a whole plethora of days to celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. So there you go. Anyways, 55 minutes past the top of the hour. If I haven't told you already, let's talk about this real quick because I think that you're going to want to know about this one. Conklin Conference coming up September the 10th through the 12th in Gitto, Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're going to talk about the world of human and organizational performance. You can come and hang out and take a listen to what the hell's going on inside of the world of HOP. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to cover some of the information that's there. Also, once you get to the website, all kinds of info readily available for you. So there you go. safetyfm.io to find out more. Anyway, so let's talk about this. If you do need a phone starter for the day, try this. What place is your is on your travel bucket list? That's probably a pretty good one when you start thinking about it. Yeah, there you go. If you need a random joke for today, try this one. I simply cannot express how limited my vocabulary is. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. More than 60% of drivers do not know how to do this. What is it? I would normally say turn on a fucking blinker, but that's a whole other story. Maybe it's jumpstart a car. There you go. That's it. So there you go. That's going to pretty much sum up our time together. Or do we have time for one more? Do we have time for one more? Do we want to do one more? Let's do some whack facts. Let's do that real quick. All babies are colorblind when they're born. People tend to mimic the actions of other persons that they are attracted to. A human-on-human bite will almost always become infected. The word nice originally meant foolish or stupid. By the age of 60, most people have lost 50% of their taste buds. Well, that sucks. Spread across lifetime, most people spend a total of 1 year sitting on the toilet. On the toilet? That sucks. So there you go. That's going to sum up everything together that we have going on at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to hang out with me. If you stay on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he's talking about the world of safety consulting. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Friends are the siblings God never gave us. Think about that. That one's going to be slightly different as you go through that whole rigmarole. I used that twice today. Just so you know. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.